on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, public holidays down in Melbourne, but not for us in Sydney. But there'll be still a lot of people taking a sickie today, and they'll be heading out to Randwick, where we're racing on the Kensington track. Michael Woods joining us there. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
And the fine weather just rolling on a little bit. Did you get rain last night?
Yeah, we did. We had 1.6 millimetres of rain. We actually had a little bit of hail come through it at about 8.30 as well. So not a great deal in it, but look, I was happy to get a little bit of rain last night.
Okay, so has it come up into the good range?
Yeah, I've got a good four this morning, penetrometer of 4.94. So that just hits nicely in the four range. We come down from a five there yesterday. We had a good day. So, look, I expect the track should hopefully stay in a good four for the day, but there is a bit of wind around. So we'll just see how that goes.
Okay, we'll monitor that. And the rail's in the true?
Rail's back in the true, correct.
Okay. All right, good four we start. We'll keep an eye on it with the first at 11.55 this morning. Thanks a lot, Mike.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Michael Wood, track manager for Randwick and the Kensington track where we're racing today. Paul Joyce is about to join us, just looking at the first at 11.55. Number four, Starler, is the fixed odds favourite here at the moment at $2.80. Six, Quintessa, is at $3. Number five, 24 Carat at $4.60. And number one, Space Boy, is at $5.50. They dominated the first race. And let's welcome in Paul Joyce.
Yes, nine races on the Kensington track today for Melbourne Cup Day, and a terrific meeting to complement what we'll be witnessing and betting on down there at Flemington. Now, the first race is a three-year-old maiden over 1,400 metres, and the leader, he looks to be Space Boy, and I think he'll lead all on his own. Now, the big test for him will be, can he see out 1,400, and can he settle in front? He's been placed at five of his six starts to date, and the big problem he's got is he just tends to over-race and run out of puff late. My numbers in the first, 6, 1, 4 and 5. I'm happy to back number six, Quintessa, here on top. And Mark Newnham's filly, she really attacked the line at Warwick Farm over the 1,400 first up, when second behind Cock Match, and she was charging through the line late. I was hoping to get the 1,600, but Mark Newnham's opting to keep her at 1,400 second up, and I'll back his judgment here. Lovely soft draw, Rachel King to do the steering. And I think Quintessa, especially with that fast-paced Space Boy, is likely to set. It might be a tough 1,400, and I think that'll really suit her. Number one, Space Boy. He's good odds, and I think he'll give you a great sight because he does look the only leader. He won't get any pressure. It's a matter of whether he can relax within himself. If he can, I think he'll be very hard to catch. He's coming off a trial win, which he won by 8 lengths recently under Robbie Dolan. That was over 1,200 metres. So he's just got to stretch at that extra furlong today, and I'm sure he'll give you a great sight. Number four, Starla, the early favourite. She's been costly at her last two starts. She's been rolled as a $1.80, $1.85 favourite. Here at Kensington and on the Kembla circuit last time out. So she gets her chance here again, but she's just wearing me down. So I'm only putting into third today. And I think number five, 24 Carat, John O'Shea's colt by I Am Invincible. He's first up off two trials. He was really given a good searching gallop at his latest trial. And I think he'll come here fairly fit this afternoon. So my numbers in the first, 6, 1, 4 and 5.
And, of course, Darren Flindell calling all the racing out there today. In the first, he likes number six, Quintessa, as well, to beat 4, 1 and 5. 6, 4, 1 and 5 in race one. Race two on the Kensington, number six, Navy Cross here, the favourite. This morning, 2.80, now 2.50, number six. Got a couple of scratchings. 5, Lewis, is now at $3. 4, Costas, at $5. And Continuation, Paul, number three, at $5.50.
Race two, yeah, benchmark 70 over the 1,800. And looking at the speed here, it's only a small field, but there's a couple of them that will press forward. I think Lewis may take the box seat today. Navy Cross will want the front. And Just Society led throughout to win at Newcastle last time. So from a wide gate, you'd expect Just Society to also roll forward. I'm going 5, 6, 4 and 7. The five on top, Lewis, so for Chris Waller and Jason Collett. Last start second here on the Kenzo track over 1,800. So exact same track and distance today. And was beaten by a horse there called Maid of Or, who's since gone to town on a Saturday and won extremely well. So the form around Lewis looks good. Prior to that at Canterbury, he held off Battenberg and Relucent. 2 3-year-olds that have both gone on to much stronger races. So I think Chris Waller's held Lewis back in the right grade, and he should be rewarded for that this afternoon. Number 6, Navy Cross for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. He's won his last two starts. He's an Iron Invincible. and he seems to be getting out over a trip quite easily. His last two wins have been at a mile. He's done it from the front, and the extra 200 metres today shouldn't be a problem. And Blake Spriggs has been doing the steering on him, and he gets the ride today in town. Number four, Costas, another one for Chris Waller. Didn't have a lot of luck at Warwick Farm last start, second up at the mile, so the stretch to 1,800 looks perfect for him, third up. And I thought number seven, Just Society, coming off that maiden win at Newcastle last start. John O'Shea's putting the blinkers on, first time on this Son of Dissidence. So obviously the extra trip, he just wants him to focus, and I expect he'll roll forward and run a bold race. So my numbers in the second, 5, 6, 4, and 7.
And you can also put the same numbers down there, Paul, for Darren Flindell. He's gone 5 as well to beat 6, 4, and 7 in race 2. Now, race 3, we had a heap of scratchings this morning, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 17 are now all out. Hawks Racing have brought Dirty Work, scratched it from Melbourne, running here, and now $1.75. Number 3, Dirty Work with Tab. Number 6, Hulk is at $5. And number 13, Lacosmo is at $9.50.
Speed map in the third. There should be a lot of pace here. Atherton's been really burning grass at the trials. He's come up with barrier one. Hellbenders has drawn well, and he's been showing plenty of speed at his recent trials. He won a trial by 7 recently. And the favourite, Dirty Work, has drawn out, but I expect them to roll forward on him. He does look the best horse in the race, which we'll get to right now, because my numbers are 3, 6, 13 and 16. Dirty Work ran fourth in the Group 2 Roman Consul last start at set weights behind Cosmic Force, Standout and Microphone. That should be the best form in the race, particularly in, we are in a set weights maiden. It's not a handicap, and the Team Hawks have a real skill at placing these horses in these set weights maidens for basically their first win. Just to knock that nail on the head, Dirty Work's been racing in much stronger races than this. And today, with Josh Parr in the saddle, even though he's got a slightly tricky gait, class should get him home. The big danger looks to be number 6, Hulk, because he ran third in the Brian Crowley, a listed race. So Chris Waller adopting similar tactics here, coming back to a set weights maiden with a horse that's just coming out of a stakes race. And if he reproduces his Brian Crowley run, he could give Dirty Work a real run for his money, because I think Dirty Work will have to do some bullocking work up on speed, whereas Hulk the other day was ridden very quietly, and I think that's the way to ride him going forward. Other chances in the race, the 13, Lacosmo. She's back from a break. She looked really sharp at a recent trial. And number 16, Lady Herbert, stablemate to Dirty Work. She is trialling really well for her return. And if you want an absolute blowout, I think Lady Herbert, the emergency, could be the one. So 3, 6, 13 and 16 for me in race 3.
Righto. To race 4, or just ahead of that, Darren Flindell likes Dirty Work number 3 to beat 6, 12 and 14. 3, 6, 12 and 14 in race 3. Race 4, small field of 5 here. H and Pippa number 3, the favourite now at 270. 4, Southern Lad at 360. Number 1, Glen All. In the last half an hour, has gone 4.20 into $3.90. 2, Chauffeur at $6. And Al Merton, the only other runner, number 5, now at $8. Ancient Pippa, the current favourite.
Yeah, speeding up in race 4, only a tiny field, obviously. And the leader looks to be Ancient Pippa, the favourite. She's blessed with plenty of early speed and coming off an all-the-way win last start. I don't think Glen All will be too far away. And Al Merton has been showing plenty of pace as well. He actually led them up last start at Randwick, so... I think Agent Pippa has the speed to lead, but she certainly won't get a picnic in the small field. I'm keen on the one. I'm 1-3-4-2. Number 1, Glen All. He's the class runner in this field by a long way. He's raced in 4 Group 1s. He has finished 4th in a Group 1. He's had plenty of stakes group racing in the past, so he looks very well graded here, 58 kilos. And his recent trial win at Rose Hill, he bolted in a trial by a bit over 3 lengths with his head on his chest. And just the way this race shapes, I think he'll take a sit. There'll be no traffic to overcome. There'll be no excuses for him. I think he's too good for this field, and he needs to come out and prove it today. Because number 3, Agent Pippa, she won't stop. She's won 3 from 4 at 1,100. She's the last start winner, beating November Man and winning easily. And she loves good tracks. The surface should suit her today, and she'll take a lot of catching. Number 4, Southern Lad. He always performs well fresh. I like his only trial coming into this. He'll sit back off them and get the last crack. And number 2, Chauffeur, he's been gelded. He's had a stable change. He's now with Joe Cride. And 2 fairly quiet trials, so I'm not quite sure where he's at. So we'll watch for any betting moves there and perhaps check out any mail from the mounting yard. So my numbers in race 4, 1, 3, 4 and 2.
And again, Darren Flindell goes the same way. I think these two boys have enjoyed a latte yesterday and done their form at the same time. 1, 3, 4, and 2. And as I told you, Glen Orr this morning is now $4.40, $4, and now $3.90. Number one, Glen Orr at TAB in race 4. Race 5, the agency property management over the 2 mile, the 3,200 metre race. Breakdance, number one, is the favourite at $1.95. Two Executive Chairman is at $4. Three Miss Moana at $4.60. And then out to Eugenio, number four, at $7.
Speed map in the 3,200 metre race. Well, it looks, that probably looks the easy part of this race. Breakdance takes up the running and rolls along with Executive Chairman on his hammer. And they're the two that the market really like. And unless they both don't stay, I think you'll get the winner out of one of those two. I've gone 2, 1, 6, and 3. I'm with Executive Chairman. He's better value than Breakdance. He did beat Breakdance here 2 starts ago over 2,400. He's got to stretch it to the 3,200 today, obviously, and Breakdance did get him last time out at Warwick Farm. So they've been trading blows, these two stayers, and I think they, obviously, they're the top weights and they're the class runners, and both stables claiming with them to try and bring them in to a more reasonable weight, and I think they'll probably fight out the finish. 2 Executive Chairman ahead of the 1 Breakdance. Easy winner last start at Warwick Farm over 2,200, but as I mentioned, he was run down comfortably by Executive Chairman here, 2 starts back over the 2,400. So not much between them. Breakdance should lead, and Executive Chairman should do the stalking. What happens if neither of them run 3,200? And that's a real possibility. Well, then you start to look at a horse like number 6, So It Is. She's a mare that won over 2,850 metres at Goulburn 2 starts back. Obviously, she lacks the class of the top two, but she's got no weight. And if she happens to stay the 3,200 and the others don't, I think she'll cause the upset. With number 3, Miss Moana, she is a Group 3 place getter over 2,500 metres. That was at Morphettville during the winter, and John Sargent has her third up into this today. So she's another one that if the others by chance don't stay the trip out, I think she will. 2, 1, 6 and 3 in race 5, the 3,200 metre affair.
Righto. Well, Darren Flindell goes number 3, Miss Moana here in the 2 mile. 3 on top to beat 1, 2 and 4. 3, 1, 2, 4. And by the way, I should have mentioned too, today you get a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington if your horse runs second or third, with that bonus bet back up to $50. So today, the first 3 races at Randwick and down in Melbourne at Flemington. Paul, what are your thoughts here in race 6?
Speed map in race 6, statuesquely looks as though she'll get her own way in front here, and that could be the difference in this race. Esteem Spirit perhaps goes forward, but away from that, it's hard to find anything else that'll really put pressure on the leader. So I'm going with the leader here, statuesquely, 5, 6, 10 and 7. She was beaten first up as a favourite at Warwick Farm, but I think she probably half needed the run, and she was also carved up on the speed that day, whereas I don't think that'll happen here. She has run in a Group 3 race in the past. She went around in the Sunshine Coast Guineas, and that was actually the first time she'd missed the top two finish in her career. So I think she's very well graded. Matt looks perfect. She's fit a second up, and she should lead all the way, number 5, statuesquely. Thought the big danger was number 6, which is probably the only danger I could find here. It was Zoologist, a good effort first up at Warwick Farm, finished second behind Tarsin. Strip Spitter, versatile. He'll probably settle in the first 3 or 4. And away from that, number 10, Jet Ski, well, he probably lacks that versatility. He tends to get back and run on. Didn't get a lot of luck at Warwick Farm last, up behind Dunbrody Power. But I'm just not sure if he'll be able to go forward off a wide gate. So if he does go back, he's going to need a lot of things to fall his way. And number 7, Bed, is an interesting runner. He ended up back last start and hit the line really well, whereas most of his form prior, he'd been very one-dimensional up on speed. But I like the way he found the line. So whether it was by design or not, I think they might have found a little trick to Vedder's bag of tricks there, and I wouldn't mind seeing him ridden just touch more quietly today and see if it works again. My numbers in race 6, 5, 6, 10 and 7.
Yeah, and your tip, the fancy here this morning, 280 into 240 now, number 5. Jet Ski is at 550, Drifting, and Zoologist at 650. Darren Flindell likes 7, Vedder to beat 5, 10 and 6. Vedder at the moment, $7. 7, 5, 10 and 6 for Darren in race number 6. Race 7 and Pelurian, number 12 here for Godolphins, the fixed odds favourite. It's gone 370, 340 and now 320, number 12. Kadar, number 1 at $4.40, and Dioro Rain, number 5 at $6.
Speed map in race 7, Dioro Rain rolls forward with Loved One. A few of the on-pace runners have come out of this race. Arrogant Lass probably handy, and Cardinay, she's at mare in form, she should box seat. I'm with the on-pacer here, Dioro Rain, 5.12.8.9. I think she'll appreciate getting a fairly soft time of it up on speed. She's third up. She should be nearing her peak fitness. Her first up run was terrific behind November Man here. And then at Newcastle last start, she was a touch disappointing on paper, finishing fourth of six. But she wasn't beaten far. She was hampered all the way down the straight by the leader. And they still did come home in very quick time, 33.32. So I think with a better run in transit today, right at her peak, she's the way I want to play a very open fillies and mares race. Thought the 12, Pellurian, she'll probably get back from a wide gate run on, so she needs things to fall her way, but she certainly has the right form lines coming into this. Second behind stablemate Nick Point, last start at Newcastle with a big gap to the rest of them. So I like that form, and she's always raced in fairly strong races, at least as strong as this. Other chances, the 8 to your health, but she just couldn't keep up over the 1,000 first up. She wasn't beaten far. I think jumping straight to 1,300 makes plenty of sense. And the form through that 1,000-metre race looks superior to this field. And number 9, Cardinay, for Mitchell Beer up from Albury. He's had this horse only this preparation. She's gone 2 from 2. Been in easier races, admittedly, but I like the way she's found the line. And to me, she's still got upside. So maybe the blowout there, number 9, Cardinay. My numbers, 5, 12, 8 and 9.
Darren Flindell goes with Pellurian here, the favourite, number 12, to beat 8, 9 and 1. 12, 8, 9 and 1 in race 7. Couple of races to go. Race 8 at 5 o'clock here on the Kensington track. Number 2, Jazzlands, the current tab favourite, $2.70. 10, Soldier of Love at $4.80. Orsian number 9 is at $5. And 6, Adana is at $7. So Jazzland for Christian Buchanan, the $2.70 favourite here. What about the pace?
Speed map in race 8. I think number 2, Jazzland, can find the front and hopefully dictate terms. There's a couple of others. Iggy the Moocher, probably not far away. Soldier of Love takes a sit. And that's about it. I can't see a lot of pressure in the race. And I think if Josh Park can dictate on Jazzland, this will be a one-act affair. I've gone 2-10-3-1. He's a horse I've had a huge opinion of almost from day one. And he's now had 10 starts for 4 wins and 4 placings. So even though he lost his way a touch last prep, his overall stats are terrific. His first up win this time at Wyong, he gave nothing else a chance over the 1350, and it was arrogant through the line. Josh Pass sat up on him with 50 to go, and I just think he'll be too good for these from the front. Number 2, Jazzland, my best bet of the day by a long way. I think the big danger of the Quinella horse is the 10 Soldier of Love. He'll be at his peak third up. He was a very good first up here behind Julian Rock. Didn't get a lot of luck. And then at Warwick Farm, he did have his chance. It was a lovely Rachel King ride, but maybe it was just that second up lacking that tough fitness, and he fought well for third, and he was still strong through the line. So he's the only real danger I can find. Number 3, Nahuel for the Freedman Stable, fresh back to the 1550. He's always shown a bit of ability, this horse. They've tried to get him to stay, but maybe he's better as a miler up to 2,000. So keep him in your numbers. And number 1, Guys, she was very plain first up at Warwick Farm, got beaten a long way. But she's been back to the trials, a nice easy time there at the trials, and that was the first time she'd missed a place in 6 starts. So I think we'll give her one more try today. My numbers in race 8, 2, 10, 3 and 1.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes 10 Soldier of Love to be 2, 9 and 12. 10, 2, 9 and 12 for Darren in race 8. And the last out at Randwick on the Kenzo, race 9 at 20 to 6. Number 2, Mansa Musa is at $3. Number 13, Phoenix River, currently at $3.90. Number 10, Wanderbar is at $5. And number 8, Roman Wolf, out to $8.
And the speed map in the last, Mansa Musa. He's been showing plenty of pace at the trials. And from that gate, I expect him to lead them up here. Anna's Joy, she's very quick, but she's got the blinkers coming off today. So maybe not quite as quick early as we've seen in the past. And Roman Wolf is the other galloper I expect to be in the firing line. I'm tipping 2, 13, 10 and 14. I'm very keen on Mansa Musa, the way he's trialling, this son of Snitzel. He's been gelded during his spell. He ran fourth in a Brian Crowley at only his third career start. That was on the back of 2 very good wins. And I think the gelding's been the making of him, judging by the way he looks in the trials. And I think he'll go forward under Josh Parr, and he should be too classy. So number 2, Mansa Musa, can close the day off the punters on a winning note. Number 13, Phoenix River. Well, he's still a maiden. 5 starts, 3 placings, Anthony Cummings train. He gets in here very light. He was great first up at Hawkesbury, and the best run of his career was no doubt here on the Kenzo track when he debuted, and that was behind Trope, and that was the day he basically jumped on the map, and he just hasn't managed to win one since. But I think he'll run well here. and I've marked him as the main danger. Other chances in the race, we'll have a look at number 10, Wonderbar. She's 3 from 3, much easier races, but she was good first up at Newcastle over 900. She really found the line late, so the 1100 will suit. And number 14, the Coney Pony, the other one that Mitchell Beer's bringing up from Albury. She ran fourth in a listed race at Geelong last start, so she's very well placed right down in the weights back to a benchmark 70, and it wouldn't surprise me if she snuck into the money there somewhere. But number 2, Mansa Musa, he's trialling like he'll just come out and win. 2, 13, 10 and 14 in the last.
Yeah, and also over the Mansa Musa here, Paul, is Darren Flindell, number 2. Makes it his best bet of the day to be 10, 8 and 13. 2 a good thing, 10, 8 and 13 in the last. So, Paul, there, the tips for the 9 races. Leave us with something.
Best bets and Quaddy Andrew. Look, my best bet's Jazzland, race 8, number 2. I think Josh Parr will find the front. I think he'll control the tempo, and I think he's a horse that's going on to win much better races. My best value bet, race 7, number 5, Dioro Rain. More of a map tip. She's third up, profiles well. She'll get some on-pace favours, and I think she's ready to peak. So we'll make her the best value, race 7, number 5. If you're playing the Quaddy today, and why wouldn't you? We're on races 6 to 9 with the big bumper card here on the Kenzo. First leg, I'm going 5, 6, 10 and 7. Second leg, 5, 12, 8, 9 and 1. Trimming it up in the third leg with my good thing. We're just going numbers 2 and 10. And closing it off in the last with numbers 2, 13, 10, 14, and 8. 200 combinations. So $20 will get you 10% off the dividend. And hopefully a fun afternoon cheering home the Quaddy while we, of course, tune in down to Melbourne and listen to the Melbourne Cup as well. So outstanding days racing coming up here on the Kensington track. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Good on you, Paul. First race out there at 11.55. And by the way, if you're a Paul Joyce follower like thousands of you are, he likes number 1 Cross Counter in the Cup to be 20, 11 and 5. 1, 20, 11 and 5 for Paul Joyce in the Melbourne Cup. And don't forget today, the bonus bet offer on races 1 to 3 at Randwick on the Kensington, as well as the first 3 races at Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, that bonus bet back up to $50. In a moment, on the pace with Brittany Graham, and we'll have the tab movers for Flemington straight after that. But let's get the latest sports news now with Jono.